The U.S. Senate is expected to pass a sweeping bill tomorrow authorizing dozens of water projects. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, a provision is included that Alaska's senators say could ease the way for an Arctic port.
The Senate agreed by unanimous consent, meaning the chamber found it to be non-controversial enough that it did not require a vote, to allow private companies to partner with the federal government in deep port construction. Senator Mark Begich says over the last few months, many shipping companies and other would-be investors have expressed interest in possibly building an Arctic port. But federal rules make it too difficult to form public-private partnerships with the Army Corps of Engineers. He says this amendment, sponsored by both he and Senator Lisa Murkowski, will ease the burden for private companies.
Well, it allows some flexibility for port development in Alaska that can tap into private sector resources to build ports with federal and or state or local government, which involves the Corps as part of the equation.
While the delegation is hopeful for infrastructure prospects in the Arctic, this bill only authorizes the partnerships. It does not appropriate any money for specific projects. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.